I think it was a great thing to do. I'd like to thank Peter for his hungry stomach and the audio he's done for us. And all the people that have done the great job of supporting the BPA, I really appreciate it. So I think I will close now. Meeting closed. Yes? Anybody want to say anything?
John, the most divisive issue in Bothwell.
Over here, Steve.
The most divisive issue in Bothwell is the spiritual background issue. And it's no closer to being settled, is it? It's still going on, you know, like year after year now. We've got candidates here who, you know, are in the council. Most of them have issues here. You spoke to the people. I think it's only fair of the candidates let us know, bond residents, what their viewpoint is on that issue before.
I think probably that might be a good point, but I don't know we can rectify what the past is, but I don't know if you want to add to that, Janine, at all. But I'm not sure whether you've got the, or Gordon wants to do this.
I don't mind having a chat at any time. The rec ground has a lease on it, a legal lease. The state government has gone and got involved quite heavily with it to try and see if they can do any adjustments to that lease. Mark Brommett's worked pretty hard to try and make that lease more available to RVs. At the moment, you have a legal lease, and that's the difficult part. You just can't go in there with bulldozers and do what you like. So it's almost a non-event because you can't make something happen there. I think it goes till about 2021 or 2019 or something like that.
Look, I might just refer this to Anne. I think.
I spent a lot of time working on this when I was a state member, and I got a lot of advice from the departmental officers who are independent of here and were looking at that lease. And the advice that I got, as best I can understand it, is that that lease is not legal. It breaks some of the conditions so that the rec grounds are a recreation reserve owned by the state and put into trusteeship of the council. And it's for recreation purposes, and RVs are considered to be part of the recreation purposes. And the advice that I'm getting, or that I got back at that time, was that they believe that the lease is in breach and would need to be renegotiated. So that's... No, it hasn't happened because there was a change of government. And it was also a long and considered process, and we were just about at the point where the department was going to go and talk to council staff to see if we could resolve the issue amicably and in the best interests of everybody. But to say the lease is legal, I think, is questionable at this point in time.
Thank you.
The answer is in that statement. If it's not legal, it can be changed. If it's legal, it can't. So based on a state member at the time, you would have to agree that that lease would not be legal.
That's the best advice I have. I would question the other, though. If you do have a lease and two parties can come to an agreement, it can be adjusted. So it's just really a case of getting an agreement.
It's about public transport in this town. Has there ever been a survey done to see whether a bus can come through here once a day, pick up people, take them to Maryborough and bring them back? I haven't heard this means nothing yet. Would you be interested in it?
Sorry, this comes with having been the state member, so you get to get a few issues. I don't believe there's been a survey as such, but can I say in all of the outlying areas in the electorate, and that includes places like Burham Heads, there is always the demand for a bus service because people can't get from point A to point B. I know I had a lot of conversations about bus services between Tyro and Maryborough. It is actually, it's not really a council issue. It's a state government issue, and it basically comes down to money. How much money do you guys want to pay in taxes to get that service? Because I can tell you that the bus services, even in town, where you've got a much more concentrated population base, are very, very heavily subsidised by the state government. And the second thing is the guys that run those bus services will tell you they are barely making ends meet, even with all that subsidy. So, lovely idea, completely agree, but it comes down to this everlasting issue of how much money and how much rates and tax do you want to pay? And none of us want to pay it. However, I think there, and this is something I've been mulling over for quite some time, there's possibly a capacity where we could work something which would allow some kind of a ride share, so something along the lines, and I believe if I got into council we could probably facilitate it, but a case of somebody saying, I've got to go to town to Maryborough tomorrow, I'm going to be there between 9 and 3, I've got a couple spare seats, does anybody need a ride into town? And it may be a case of someone just saying quietly, well, here's $5 towards your petrol. There would be some legal issues to deal with in that, but it's the only way that I can see that we can start to get some of our people from out these areas who are getting older, who don't have cars, who need doctor's appointments, in and out of town as easily as possible. Something I'd like to follow through on if I'm given the opportunity.
Right, I think we're going to call it to the close now.
In response to the comment that an agreement had been met between the two parties. Did you say that there, as an agreement had been met between the two parties, that the RV
party? No.
The agreement has to be made between the two parties.
You can change the lease if you can get agreement. And I mean, that's the same with any legal contract. If you get agreement between the parties, you can change the conditions. That hasn't been done. And as far as I'm understanding at this point in time, that lease doesn't meet the legal requirements as to the use of the site for recreational purposes as set out by the state government in its trusteeship to the council. So there's obviously a major issue when I've had governmental officers working on it for months on end trying to get to the bottom of it.
It's still never made it happen, so it
can't be done. Gordon, it can be done and it was about to be done. You can't just barge in and do these things willy-nilly, chop, chop. You've got to go through the process and make sure you're following the rules properly. No, it is not. As my understanding is, no, it is not legal.
It is legal.
My understanding from the state government officers who've looked at this issue is it does not comply and therefore it is not legal. Now, it will need to be, it was in the process of being further investigated, and I'm telling you that's my understanding of it at this point. And that decision and that information came out of a government department, so it had nothing to do with council or anybody here. It was purely on a legal basis.
And last week I was told it was illegal.
Okay. All right. None of these candidates can do anything about that lease anyway. What I want to ask is, I want a show of hands, who wants the rec grounds here? Who wants them here? Yeah, but who wants them? Because I hear different stories from different people, so let's have a show of hands of how many people actually want an RV site here. I know, who wants to keep it then? Who wants to keep it then? Yeah, that's in the middle of the town. Okay, let me get that.
Steve, right. Steve, can you please leave this, Jenny? Thank you.
All right. Yeah, but I am aware of all the issues surrounding it, and I know that there's contentious conversation going on about the rec grounds for RV camping. But then again, we've got that lease. So then again, we can't do anything about that until we get elected into council so that we can get the majority, and the majority should rule on this. It's not about individual people and individual groups. It's not about, I blame the council for causing the division in Bopple. because their communication skills were very poor, because they've divided this instead of uniting everybody to get to a common ground where everybody's going to benefit and Bopple can grow so that you can have a shop. So you, for goodness sake, it's the home of the macadamia nut. We should be embracing that in our tourism. You know? What did I say? Bopple nut. Bopple nut. Well, there, yeah, I've gone a bit nuts today. What do you expect? But I think that we need a bigger conversation about this. Yeah, but not everybody's had their say because other people get talked over the top of. Not everybody is getting heard. People are being bullied, intimidated here. So that's not fair. Well, and then people are scared to speak up. So how is that right? That's not right.
Thank you, Denise.
Are you in favour of people pushing for a free campground for outside primary school?
Steve, can you ask this afterwards? We're going to stop now, close.
I can't be in favour or not in favour of it because it's got to be a possibility to begin with.